China.
See, do you have any suggestions as to how to strengthen that ability, our ability in sort of non-conceptual investigation?
More practice. In a way, it's setting the intention towards that, and recognizing that possibility. So, can this be considered in a non-verbal way? I mean, we do use that assessment of a present situation and guide our actions and attitudes non-verbally. Say with music, with sports, with dancing, you know, these are non-verbal activities. They're very involving. There are patterns being followed, and the mind is attuning to the present situation, but it's not involving verbal, conceptual thought or verbal thought. So, we do know how to do that as human beings, attuning to the present, even with worldly activities like playing a sport or following a piece of music. So it's not something totally alien to us, but if the habit of mind is very much to go towards words, which mind does, then it can seem like, well, how can you reflect without words? Huh? But just raising that as a possibility, okay, let's look at this. How can the mind feel out this situation and not turn it into a word or not conceptualize? And to, I would say, I'd be interested to hear what Lumbawa has to say. It's that quality of attunement to the present experience. That attuning, rather like balancing or say being in harmony with the chanting or with music, or it's a quality that can be cultivated, and maybe a word or two is helpful to lead into that, but the actual attunement and attuning and balancing is non-conceptual, non-verbal, non kind of it's non-personal. Do you have any thoughts on that, Ajahn?
Well, I think one of the things is just to like practicing to turn attention onto the mind itself. Just that sense of redirecting attention back on the mind rather than following through with the thoughts, which tend to lead out, but bringing the attention back onto the mind itself. Just being able to, and again, it's getting a feel for it.